let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. With us on the program, author David Kuchera. His new book, A Murder Mystery, is Murder at Mason's Mesa. It's his third published book. David is a graduate of Wentworth Military Academy and Wayne State College. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology. Years of camping as a Boy Scout leader and primitive camping with his family given him a firsthand knowledge of a variety of geological areas and instilled in him a great appreciation of nature and the environment. He was raised on a farm and over the years has worked in construction, electrician, welder, as a laboratory supervisor overseeing both microbiology and chemistry departments. He's the father of 8, grandfather of 14, and author of the new book, Murder at Mason's Mesa. David Kuchera with us on This Week in America. Hi, David. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure.
Great.
Well, yes, and you live up to it. I love the book. This is the third that you have written. And let's talk a little bit about your background. And I mention that because I think that's important, sort of sets the groundwork for what you're talking about in the book. How important was that that past, that those experiences that you've had in writing the book, Murder at Mason's Mesa?
My background pretty much covered it because as a kid, I liked to play in the woods. I liked to do experiments, you know, that I read about.
Right.
And it gave me a foundation of what a character should be like. And that's why my characters tend to be realistic and not flawed.
Well, and that's one of the things as I'm reading your book, and the book is Murder at Mason's Mesa. David Kuchera, our guest on the program, that's Kuchera. Book's available at bookventure.com/bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the things that jumped out at me as I'm reading the book is I felt the characters were relatable. Obviously, that's something you strive to do, is to make a character relatable to the people who are reading the book.
Yes. And I start out my book by choosing a character and in my mind developing this person's character. And like for this book, I used my son and took his personality and put it into my main character.
And the book is dedicated to your son, Charles, and it's interesting that some of the characteristics that the main character in the book, Dr. Charles Quincy Cruz, has, also character traits of your son, Charles. Let's talk about where the idea came for this book and how you developed it into the plot and the number of plots and storylines that we see in the book.
Yes. The basic storyline, I pictured in my mind, I created this archaeological site, and it was an archaeologist site because I was watching PBS, and there was some story about archaeology, and said, that was it. and then I put, developed, a plot, what crime, murder, all this stuff. You know, you kind of start sticking the pieces all around, kind of drawing a vague outline, not a real outline, because I can't follow one.
Well, I was going to ask you about that as you talk about as you're putting these pieces together. Some you talk to and it's like, I really don't like it, but I need to follow an outline. You sort of would have what you describe as a vague outline and then what sort of let the story tell itself as it's progressing?
Yes. And I have to back up, I have piles of discarded ideas that, I start putting in there, that, oh, that's crazy, and I have try and get the sequence of events. And, if something isn't fully explained or I need something to fire it up, I get another idea and stick it in there and expand on the, because I give the character some original feelings, about things, but then I try and get situations that give him conflict and make him want to, not want to, but forces him to make changes in the way he views things.
And we see that in the case of the book Murder at Mason's Mesa. David Kuchera, our guest in the program, the author. This is his third book. It's a murder mystery. It's an excellent novel. Book is available at Amazon, of course, at bookventure.com. You can link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned the main character, Dr. Charles Quincy Cruz. Let's talk about him and what happens along the way, because he's got his hands full. He has a lot of turmoil that comes into his life as he's taking these students out on this archaeological site. Talk a little bit about the development of this character, which, again, is based some of the traits on your son Charles.
Yes, most of the characters. You know, and I make him out to be just a regular guy. He had what started out with a career. He wanted to play baseball, and he was good at it, but because of an accident, he had to go back to school and learn a new trade. And he has, I give hints of, you know, like he has a gun, but he never bought the gun for anything but shooting rattlesnakes. But in the course of the events, he decided that somewhere along the line, he may have to use this to shoot somebody, to defend himself. And that's a great conflict in him. And, you know, but it develops. It wasn't his original feelings. And he has a lot of these situations where his views on something changes.
Well, and again, that's so much like real life. It's really not a black and white life that we lead. We think we're going to follow this particular route, and all of a sudden, there are some detours along the way, and you have to rethink where you are. And again, that's why the characters are so relatable. He takes a small group of students to this minor archaeological site. Talk a little bit about that without giving too much away, but there are teachers and students there from another a number of other universities as well, and an old friend comes back into his life.
Yes. All of them are friends. All the main professors are friends, but especially Dr. Page. She is an archaeologist on his level, and he is basically, he's in love with her, but doesn't know where to go with it.
Yes.
And she has to be the one to start the ball rolling and tell him, hey, I've known you loved me and all this, but it's she that gets us started, and once this thing goes, and all of, you know, they think they have this great relationship, and then for some reason unknown to him, her love seems to be dying really quickly, and he can't figure it out why.
And spends a great deal of time trying to understand how this romance is evolving into or de-evolving into something that he's not quite familiar with. Murder at Mason's Mesa is the name of the book. Once they're there, they find out that this is anything but a routine excavation. Talk about some of the problems they run into, because literally they get one crisis out of the way and they get broadsided by another one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I started out with, you know, him being a good-natured professor, and the first thing that happens is they're confronted by a 1-in-100-year flood, and it changes the environment, it changes the scenery, and it exposes an archaeology find that, you know, he had not expected to find, and it just... Then it comes to there's vandalism. They encounter, you know, a sniper. Things keep happening that, you know, are just out of the ordinary, and he has to contend with them. He has bravery, but he is not out to, you know, solve crimes or anything like this.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Yeah.
Just happen.
He's thrown in that position, isn't he? I mean, it's something he has to, he's confronted with it, and he has to, like, try to resolve it.
Yes. And he resolves it as most people would resolve it. He doesn't, you know, he's not the gunslinger walking down the street. He's not the, you know, super spy. He's not, a great criminologist. He's an ordinary person, and he's trying to get to the bottom of things the best way he can, and he makes a lot of mistakes along the way.
And it's interesting because as he's going through through all of this, there's a body or two that that appear along the way. I mentioned it's a murder mystery, so suddenly he's got a couple of murders that he has to deal with as well. The book is called Murder at Mason's Mesa. The author is David Kucera, that's K-U-C-E-R-A. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You'll find it at bookventure.com as well. You know, this is interesting in writing the book. How long did it take you? You mentioned the ideas and coming up with basically starting something you saw on PBS. How long did it take you from the time you got this idea? Okay, this is my plot, this is my storyline, to the point where, okay, I'm finished with it now, let's send it to the publisher.
That's tricky. Because I started out, and it took me about 6 months to write the book. And then I set it aside, and I, let everything settle, let the dust settle. And then I went back and started reading it and modifying it, adding this and removing this. I've said before, I had some scenes in there and some situations that didn't fit, so I just pulled them out and threw them away and, tried to modify it to fit so everything fits. I didn't want things to stick out. Now, this is stupid. Why is this happening?
Right.
I wanted everything to fit.
And it does very nicely. There's no dragging. Things are moving from one page to the next. It's like, I can't wait to get to this next page and see how this is going to resolve itself. It's Murder at Mason's Mesa. Your background is interesting. What you basically started writing short stories for your coworkers, as I understand. That's how this whole writing process began for you.
Well, I first started out with telling. I liked telling tall tales, mostly.
Yes.
And then I went to writing stories for my coworkers and people that I dealt with, customers that I dealt with. Sometimes I would send them a short story about this or that, something they mentioned. And then it started going on to my books. And I think it was the death of one of my daughters that got me settled down into doing this. It was not therapy. It was just a maturing, I think.
Right. With us on the program, David Kucera. He's the author of the book Murder at Mason's Mesa. That first book was put around 5 years ago, Allie Meet Sally. And I understand you were somewhat reluctant, not sure if I really want to publish this book. And it was family members that really encouraged you to go ahead and publish it.
I did not want to publish any of my books.
Okay, I said reluctant. You just didn't want to do it.
I wrote it for fun. I wrote it to basically to finalize thoughts, to put thoughts into action, and then I could, relive them and judge how my thinking. So I've got, over a dozen books I've written, but I never intended to publish them. But my wife and my daughter, I'm kind of like, if the both of them are against me, I'm kind of moldable.
They sort of outnumber you, and it's a good thing they did because the first book, Allie Meets Sally, the second book is what, a fantasy book for children, Bennett Prince of Xemia. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes. Well, I'm writing the sequel to Bennett Prince of Xemia right now. I always had intended to write a sequel to that one. And I'm writing that right now. Whether I publish it or not, I don't know.
Well, hopefully that you will. I mentioned a fantasy book for children, different than what we're talking about in the new book, A Murder Mystery. Talk about writing a book for children and when they read the book and respond, because there's nothing like a child's imagination, and I'm sure in this book it runs free as they're reading it.
Yes, I have had, you know, classes in school, you know, teacher have the children go through these books, and I have gotten some responses that are just, you know, just about tear your heart out of your chest.
Yes.
So, you know, warm and honest. Actually, one school, they had the class, one of the classes, the sixth graders, do a diorama of scenes from the book. And, oh my gosh, I was so impressed with the time and the effort and the skill they put into these things. I mean, you know, it made my day.
Yeah, suddenly what you did, the art that you created, is touching in a very positive way so many children. And as you're talking about that, I wonder, when you were growing up and reading a book, there's something that's almost magical about reading, especially the first few books that you read. Did you have that experience growing up in reading? Were you an avid reader?
I was an avid reader. I read all the time. I read a lot of books, you know, the animal adventure books.
Oh, yes.
Then I got into Sir Arthur Conan Doyle with, you know, Sherlock Holmes. And then I went to Agatha Christie, read everything she wrote. Then I went to Lewis L'Amour, and that's where I started, you know, the cutting back on what the character should be. His characters are, you know, the best of the best.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I wanted my characters to be not. I wanted to be the average guy, the person that isn't quite, you know, he's not the superhero. He, you know, he makes mistakes. He doesn't know what he's doing all the time. And he's, you know, he changes. You know, his attitudes change. And that's what kind of books that I started out on.
Well, and you can see that in your characters, you know, the conflict, the transformation that they go through. You've done an excellent job of developing characters. Again, characters that are very relatable, which I think is part of the of what you're doing, the positive as you're reading it, because it's like, yeah, I can actually see this person and I can understand the conflict he's going through. The name of the book is Murder at Mason's Mesa. The book is available all across the country at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to bookventure.com, the bookstore there, and get information on the book as well. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David Kuchera, our guest on the program, that's K-U-C-E-R-A, and working on a follow-up you'd mentioned. What else are you working on? It sounds like you usually have a couple of projects, at least in your mind, that you're ready to jump on.
Yes, I have a couple books that I'm, you know, going through the second time. And both of them are about women. Women are the, you know, the main character. And I find that writing women's side of things is a lot more fun than doing it from the men's character.
Well, and because of the women in your life, you are now a published author with a number of books out there, because they talked you into doing it with the first book, Allie Meets Sally. The name of the new book is Murder at Mason's Mesa. The book is available, as I say, all around the country. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David Kuchera, our guest on the program. David, congratulations on the excellent job writing Murder at Mason's Mesa. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we'll touch base as more books come out, but thank you for being with us today.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Once again, the name of the book, Murder at Mason's Mesa. All the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.